matter what the climate is. You know, if it's cold, well, we warm them up. It's all about heat and passion.
An award-winning flamenco guitarist performs in Haines Wednesday night, and where the happiest anglers in the Lynn Canal are this week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Chief Eddie Skookum of the Little Salmon Carmacks First Nation is still under scrutiny after pleading guilty to a crime committed in Haines over the summer. Last month, Skookum pleaded guilty to reckless endangerment in an Alaskan state court. The misdemeanor charge took the place of felony charges of assault and impaired driving that were dropped when the victim refused to testify. Skookum's 21-year-old girlfriend, Julie Smith, was found bloodied and unconscious from an attack over 4th of July weekend, but did not take part in the trial. Las Vegas police records later showed that a similar incident occurred earlier this year in Nevada, but the other way around. On March 2nd, a videotape from outside of a Vegas casino showed the couple arguing. Police described the video, saying she pushed him to the ground and kicked him in the side, and later punched him in the head as he walked away. A Las Vegas police spokesman said she was arrested on charges of battery domestic violence and remained in a cell for 12 hours before Skookum was allowed to obtain bail for Smith. Skookum downplayed the incident, and the prosecutor chose not to pursue charges against Smith. Smith is currently running for election as the youth counselor with another Yukon First Nation, the Champagne and Ajax First Nation in Haines Junction. Election day is Thursday, October 21st. Meanwhile, the Little Salmon Carmacks First Nation plans to discuss Skookum's future with the group at a special general assembly on November 6th in Carmacks. Public criticism was limited when Skookum returned to Carmacks after the 4th of July attack. Some band counselors asked Skookum to resign, but he replied that he was determined to stay chief. It was then that Skookum's cousin, Lorraine O'Brien, said that people who work for the band were told not to speak out. She spoke to the Yukon News late last month, breaking the hush from women's groups and the Little Salmon Carmacks First Nation. She says she's embarrassed about the incident and said if Skookum doesn't face up to the consequences, it says Carmacks is okay with violence against women and children. O'Brien used to be president of the Yukon Aboriginal Women's Council and said at first she was also afraid to speak up, but then she did online research about freedom of speech and decided to voice her criticism. O'Brien, who has lived in Carmacks all her life, knows people might react negatively to her words, but she says, quote, "I'm not going to hide from anyone. I'm going to keep on with this fight until the day he resigns." It took sport fishermen 10 fewer hours on average to catch a coho on the Chilkat River this week over last week. Rod hours dropped from 13 hours by last Tuesday to 3 hours by this Tuesday as the glacier waters cleared. The two fish wheels along the Haines Highway that tally the fish returning to spawn were put away for the winter season. The Department of Fish and Game removed the wheels late last week, announcing a total of 1,142 coho recorded over the season. That's only 42% of the average count for the year. However, Fish and Game says early coho salmon spawning area surveys indicated that the 2010 Chilkat River coho salmon run will exceed the minimum escapement goal. On the other hand, it took fishermen an average of 18 rod hours to catch a silver on the Chilkoot River last weekend. Angler success is expected to improve as those waters continue to clear. The Chilkoot River weir was removed for the winter in the middle of last month. By that time, 90 cohos were counted through the spot, an average number, according to Fish and Game records. Pink and sockeye counts on the Chilkoot and Chilkat rivers are slowing this time of year. On the Chilkoot, almost 31,000 pinks were counted through the weir by mid-September, 79% of the long-term average for that project. More than double that in sockeye were through the weir by the same time. Nearly 72,000 reds is 4% above the average for Chilkoot sockeye counts, meaning the sport bag and possession limit for the Chilkoot River and Lake will remain at 6 through 2010. On the Chilkat River, sockeye counts declined late last month and totaled just 72% of the average. The Chilkat pink run ended in early September with a yearly total of almost 2,000 fish counted through late last week. That's about half the long-term average for Chilkat pinks. Sea run Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout are returning to the Chilkat and Chilkoot rivers after a summer of feeding in nearshore salt waters. Anglers are finding them in deep Haines area lakes like Chilkat Lake, Mosquito Lake, and Chilkoot Lake, and areas of clear water on nearby rivers. The use of bait is still prohibited when fishing in Chilkat Lake and Mosquito Lake. Upper and lower Dewey Lakes above Skagway also have isolated populations of eastern brook trout. There's no telling what might happen at the Chilkat Center for the Arts on Wednesday night.
Sometimes crazy things happen. I've had conga lines perform in the middle of a show.
When flamenco guitarist Robert Michaels plays One Night Only in Haines.
Well, the live stuff, there's a bit more of audience participation in it. You know, you won't get that in the record. So we tend to draw the audience in. It all just depends on the mood, the vibe, and, you know, it could be anything from, you know, clapping to people, you know, get them up dancing. You know, it kind of opens itself up. But I tend to kind of just feel the evening, the energy of the audience, and we go on a journey and take them somewhere else.
Robert Michaels comes out of Toronto, but his background and influences are literally all over the map. That makes it really hard to use words to describe his music.
You know, it is tough because my background is Italian. And growing up, I was influenced by Italian music. A lot of stuff from Naples, the kind of Mediterranean music. And part of that was also Spanish music and Latin music, South American music. So there's a blend of all this in there.
But the Ottawa Sun compared him to one of rock's greatest legends, saying he's flamenco's version of Led Zeppelin axe god Jimmy Page.
But then as a teenager, you know, I wanted to play rock and roll, right? So my influences were, you know, people like Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page. So there's a bit of that influence in there. And then you kind of mix that all up with some jazz because I, you know, studied jazz and love playing jazz. So in a lot of ways, it's just a mix of a lot of different things. If you kind of watch the show, you'll sense all those different places, you know, Spain, Italy, North America. I mean, like, you'll get all these different flavors, but it is definitely feel-good music.
The flamenco guitar is a lot like a classical guitar, except the strings are a little closer to the neck. The body's thinner. It's made from different types of wood.
The strings itself, they're high-tension strings, so you can really dig your fingers into it, and 'cause you really play it with all sorts of right-hand technique, and there's a lot of, like, you know, kind of hitting the guitar and hitting the strings hard. It's very passionate and riveting type of music.
Michaels has toured all over Canada, the U.S., and even parts of Asia, but he's never seen the Lynn Canal before.
I haven't been to Haines first time, and as far as I can see, it's gorgeous here and a beautiful day, sunny.
But he says his show travels well just about anywhere, particularly in small towns preparing for a long, dark winter.
And the majority of it is instrumental, so there's kind of no language barrier there. But it is. It's very passionate, and no matter what the climate is, you know, if it's cold, well, we warm them up. It's all about heat and passion.
He has under his name one of Canada's top music awards for achievements in the record industry. Allegra won a Juno Award for Best Instrumental Album in 2003. That's kind of like winning a Grammy in the States. And Michaels has been nominated 3 times before for it. Not bad for a guy whose first guitar was a silent guitar, Michaels explains.
Well, growing up, you know, my parents, Italian immigrants, you know, they didn't have a lot of money, and they really kind of wanted me to kind of get a good education and you know, become a doctor or a lawyer or something like that. So when I told them that I wanted to play guitar, they weren't too excited about it and didn't really want me to get involved in music. My dad played accordion and in his younger days, so he kind of knew where that can go. So they wouldn't buy me a guitar, so I made one, and I found a piece of wood in the basement, and I nailed some strings to it, drew some frets on it, and that was my first guitar. It was a silent guitar. You couldn't really hear anything, but it gave me at least something where I can sit and learn finger formations. And then finally, I persuaded my mom to buy me a real one.
His parents came around to the idea of a musician for a son about the time he started playing full-time. And years later, Michaels is touring with his daughter. She's the flamenco dancer you'll see on stage Wednesday night alongside Michaels and bassist Dirk Westfall and percussionist John Danberg.
She actually saw one of my concerts back in Toronto, and I had a couple of flamenco dancers in the show. And she was just totally mesmerized by the passion of flamenco, the dance itself. And she took to it like nothing, like no time at all. I was really kind of surprised at how fast she was progressing. to the point, well, okay, well, now she's in the show. And just last year, she was on the TV show, So You Think You Can Dance. In Canada, we have that, and she was in the top 20, and now she's actually moved to Los Angeles. I haven't seen her in months, so it's good to see her again.
Michaels has come out with 7 albums since 1996, but it's not just in the recording, but the live show experience that makes Wednesday's performance at the End of the Road so landmark. The Toronto Star wrote, "The people in the crowd are spellbound. They watch him, they listen, they're caught as Michaels' music travels past the neck of the guitar and creates his signature sound. A sound so intense, the listeners must hold their breath."
I enjoy this smaller venue. It's a little more intimate. It's kind of more of a one-on-one. And I find that to be kind of the more, it's kind of a personal thing, you know? It's like you're playing for friends.
Robert Michaels plays the Dilkat Center for the Arts in Haines on Wednesday, October 20th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at the bookstore in Haines or at the door. They're $15 for adults, $12 for seniors, $8 for students, or $40 for families. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS Local News. Thanks for listening.